What?
Oh.
There's not much in there. Yeah. Okay. No, that was
36.
Not for me. Okay,
he ate mine, and I can tell
him what happened.
I
was going to eat it. I was going to finish it later. He ate it. You ate it, Matt. Okay. 93U. It sounds like music. The sound. Well?
Jerry?
Yeah. Good medicine. I'll turn on my
channel mode.
My thing. I heard it chirping up in there. Somebody was trying to fuck the world.
Oh, yeah.
I feel bad. I should have gotten up and checked something. Yeah? Birdies. Lots of birdies. Nice birdies. The birds are light. The grackles are moving on. That'll be good. Blessing in disguise. Wow. Oh. That's ready too. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. There you go. So God leads us into temptation, huh? There you go. Misinterpretation. Why we got it wrong. There you go. See? You gotta be careful about that Bible. He says, I don't have a problem with the original one. And it doesn't say that God is going to lead us into temptation. It says that we pray that he won't choose to. And you go, yeah, that's probably the right attitude for you to have. Yeah, it says it's not you, it's not him going to be putting you into temptation. It's going to be you going there. And so I didn't have a problem with that at all. Yeah. But Breen does bring up that whole nature of Christ thing. Which is, the more I read about it, the more interesting it is. And to say, yeah, which is that people need to be very careful not to get caught up in this sissified version of Christ that has been touted by a lot of people and a lot of people in the church. What? A Christ that's so loving and wonderful that he would never do anything that's unpleasant or have any attitude that's anything less than politically correct or anything like that. You're going, number one, I said, you should have a couple of emotions when it comes to Jesus. I said, number one, you should be vaguely terrified. Says, and that should impel you to repent. And that is through his instrumentality that you will be punished one day for your unforgiven sins. Yes. Because people all say, you know, oh, Jesus is just so wonderful. He would never do anything like that. And everybody uses it as a thing of, I don't have to worry. I mean, most things that people used to say are sins, they weren't really sins. They aren't sins. And Jesus isn't going to punish you for anything because he's so wonderful. Yeah. It's already done. It's the ultimate act of love. And you go, it was an act of love. It says, but it came with the conditions on it. Yes. And even though they'll try to foist it off as this or that, they really don't believe it. Yeah. Of course, I'm the first one to say, I don't think what got interpreted as perfect is what we think of as perfect. But Well, I just don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure on that one. I'm also saying that we probably don't have the right things about it, and our interpretation of what's supposed to be perfect probably doesn't even bear any resemblance to what was meant at the time. You know, we tend to inject our own modern sensibilities into the whole thing. You know, well, what's perfect? It's somebody that never misspeaks, ever. And you're going, I don't know why that should be a feature of perfection. I think it has more to do with doing. And not just in, and probably not even in individual doings, but the larger arc of what you're about. Are you doing God's will? Are you, and not that, because that starts seeming really, you know, Jesus healed the sick, I've got to go around and heal the sick. And you go, that's good, but I don't think that is God-like. He was out there proving out and covering up what it is. Well, I think it's just going to cover it up. It's going to have to pull from a lot of stuff. Anyway, but the whole thing, are you about the Father's business in the large? Are you accomplishing God's purposes in your life? Are you serving Him? And we get down to weird nitpicky stuff, which Christ had a problem with. The Pharisees did a very, when I say good job, being real nitpicky at some point in the past. They define several things that they thought were good to do, you know, scrabbling through all the scriptures and saying it's this and this and this, and you shouldn't do this, and you can't do this, and you can do this and this and this is good. And when you do that, it's really easy to lose sight of why you're supposed to be doing that, and it just becomes a bunch of, what are you doing? It just becomes a big pile of just acts that really don't make much sense when taken together. I pray every morning, and you go, but what are you praying for? Are your prayers about what God needs you to be praying about? Is it without this and without that? Oh, it doesn't matter. All I need to do is pray every morning, God's doing it, because that's a commandment. And you go, well, it's supposed to be for some larger purpose. Because that's what God's about. God's about the larger purpose, as we should be. Bring souls back to Him. That's the thing, the whole thing. Read your Book of Mormon every day. Read, read, read. Boys, speed read that sucker. Do it before the end of the year. And you're going, it's not. Yeah, I know. It's supposed to drop my purposeful thing to jump onto this bandwagon. Why do I get the impression that they're hoping that it's a, you know, It's a little contest. Well, I've read the Book of Mormon 500 times in my life, therefore, I get to have a better mansion and the social thing than you do. It always starts reading. Right. Well, no. No. Well, I think a lot of things the prophet says in general conference are for the consumption of other people. Like the people you were talking about, the ones who haven't picked up the Book of Mormon ever. And he's trying to get those people to do it. I'm sorry, did I follow his counsel? No, I did not. Why not? It's because I'm already in the middle of doing something. Did you? Well, I suppose if you like. I think I got enough implements to do the job with. But I'm here to serve you. I'm not here to question. So, anyway. Yeah, I'm in it. And you're going, okay, we're reading the Book of Mormon all the time. What are we supposed to get out of this? And of course, that's not really brought up because, you know, this isn't a question and answer period. We're hoping that if you have your nose in the book, and it does work like that, at least at the beginning, that you will pick up these things. It's true, it's not untrue. Anyway, so. Yeah. We end up, our greatest sin is the sin of the Pharisees. We think that obeying the word of wisdom will get us to heaven, and we go, that's not even the intent. The scriptures don't even say that that's what it does. Its purpose is to give you health and strength, and so your mind will be clear to better receive the things of heaven. And we go, and that's it. And you're supposed to be getting the inspiration that you need to know your role in the work and to answer to that inspiration that you're getting. Because, and the miraculous thing is, there's a goodly number of people that do that. It's amazing. So, the system works. I don't want to poo-poo people that talk that just slog themselves about the basics. Because the vast majority of Latter-day Saints, that's exactly what they need. It's just to get into the habit of doing the basics. Yeah. Thanks, Matt. You know me. I have every possibility of totally missing the turn. And yeah, I've started thinking that, you know, it's like, if you're connected up with the spirit decently, you've got to know that the brother are basically speaking to the primary on primary term, you know. And that you can set your own agenda. You know what the brother is talking about, the conference is simplistic and repetitive. And it's for people that need simplistic and repetitive counsel. And I'm not saying I'm some wonderful guy, some paragon. Oh, I've already got all that covered, man. In the larger portion of your life, what are you doing to forward Christ's word? And that's why you've got to be careful. Gawking in awe and hanging on every word that proceeds from the mouth of the prophet is a good start. But you need to progress beyond that and go, that would be good. It's almost like the church functions as the nursery of the kingdom of God. When you go, well, we're seeking out the elect. So can I be honest? I don't see that at all. Sorry. There's no, if it goes the other way, I understand why. You're trying to help a bunch of people become the elect. And you figure that when they are elect, they'll have the Spirit with them, guiding them. So, but the constant charge to run down to the general conference and to listen to primaries, this can be kind of distracting to the other work. Not that it's a bad thing at all. Okay. Do you want to go down or do you want to go across and over to this? But it's basically on this level. Oh, doggy. Looks like Critic, though. All right. Well, you want to go to the wrong rails at this point or wait until the end, practically? Okay. I'll just follow your lead. I'm sorry. Veteran troops. Yeah. Very flavorful, very flavorful. So yeah. And like I said, no, not against the prophets and apostles at all. Because it all points to getting that kind of inspiration. And to keep us studious on the things that will get us, keep us getting that inspiration. It's all good. I have a worry that too many people are so locked into just doing the mechanics of it and never actually listening to what spirit they get. If you don't listen to the spirit, if you're just saying, hey, I'm just going to read my Book of Mormon. I don't want. That's all I have to do. Okay? Spirit, quit talking to me. Quit whispering things in my ear. I'm ignoring you. And people would say, oh no, they wouldn't do that. It's always possible that the spirit comes. Attend to what the spirit says to do. And you're going, yeah, but I don't think they're picking it up. They're much more ready to say, I did this, it's a checkbox, I'm good. I don't care how many times you say, oh, don't mention a checkbox. Don't say something is. Don't say that something isn't what you think it's supposed to be. If it's a checkbox, it's a checkbox. Bring your scriptures every day? Checkbox. Oh, no, no, absolutely. No, we all need it all the time. There isn't a magical point where we shouldn't be reading the scriptures, you know? There isn't really any higher standard. There's only one. And it does include that. Anyway. Now we're going to keep going this way. Over in Simrah Real Short. Oh, that's some creature that had some trouble. Anyway. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Oh. like that 30 by 30, Matt. Christ's indictment of the Gentiles. Calling them out. And he has a laundry list. And people get so exercised because they think that Trump was being rude and cruel to Mexicans who are trying to come across the border. And they're going, need to compare that with 3 Nephi 30. Christ was much rougher and much more pointed. Well, these guys have an interesting thing. Look at that. I mean, he is a studying panel. You know, his wife thinks about all this, or does she have nice, you know, buttons and bows towards the bar? It's just not showing right now. The man's man, Matt. And that's what you'll fall into, you know? I look like every other Mormon guy, you know? I wear my suit on Sunday. I'm looking like a state president with my hope that I'll become a state president one day. And you go, well, if you keep doing like that, you can't do pretty good. Doing this and doing that. Well, no, I've kept them on time. Nobody else does. Everybody comes early. If it's a garage sale sort of thing, all the good stuff's already been got. Anyway. Well. And everybody's saying that doing this and doing this and doing this and doing this is gonna net me godhood. And you're going, actually, it's probably more the more interesting things that the Spirit inspires you to do that gets it done. Yeah, I'll show up on Sunday with your full regalia. Showing up on Wednesday night to help with the kids. These are not bad things. Nothing bad about it. Good thing. Service. But if you're just doing that, and you're not really listening to what the Spirit's telling you to do, so you're yeah, so. They're taking off. Heck, we might not even see him tomorrow. He might be packing up this afternoon for all I know. But yeah. That's one of my concerns about the whole thing. But I think that's why I think it's good that the church is saying it's going to be more home centered, and the church is just going to support it. And they're going, good, because that's going to allow for allow a larger space for the spirit to act, or allow us more latitude to act as the spirit directs. The church got so intrusive into people's lives for a long time that it was like, you know, we were. Yeah, and they had to go to every activity, and it's been slowly being. Right. Yeah. And you should have just been some suggestions from which you could pick some or none or whatever worked for your circumstance. Much more of an Abraham sort of situation where it's like, you know, live a whole life of this stuff, as opposed to the whole attitude of, well, these people are basically evil. If we don't keep them busy in structured, planned activities, they'll go off to the corners and start humping themselves or, you know, doing 5,000 other things that we don't tolerate. And you're going, yeah, they're feeling like that. We're all just a bunch of children. And you go, some ways we are. But we have to get past that. Godhood is not given to a bunch of children. You almost had to take a step back from the church, which made everybody think that you were a bad person, to buy yourself some opportunity to do other things. You're very constrained. You can only act in the spirit within this pretty rigid and pretty, you know, frankly, smothering program. You know, I'm sure people would say, Jason, you didn't read the reading for this week. And you go, no, I didn't. Well, how do you expect to go to heaven like that? Yeah, I have no answer to that. But yeah, I'm a bad person. It's quicker and easier just to say, yes, I'm a bad person. Please don't follow my example. You guys are just going to have to be forgiving. I know that there's going to be concerned people at my door trying to persuade me to do things. And I'll just have to say, I love you guys. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for showing me the line. You know, kind of like, what's her name? Lisa Salvador, who's like, well, I think Jason's a horrible person to treat Shane the way he did, or whatever. Well, that's fine. Even if she didn't realize it, it's just like, well, you know what, I'm not going to spend a lot of time trying to defend myself, just a waste of breath. I'm going to let God figure it out. I'm sure I'm considered the world's biggest hypocrite on every single thing. And it's like, that's fine. Which way do you want to go around? Let's go this way. Yeah, sidewalk, man. This is crazy. But yeah. And you go, you know, I'm sure some of your best people are the ones that are looked at kind of askance by people at church. I do things that make people wonder. That's not sorry. Okay, the spirit directs me, I hope. You know, they go, nothing definitive, you know. The spirit doesn't work with definitive things. That's angel stuff. That's definitive. Spirit, no. You go feeling around. And you start developing a certain boldness about it, I hope. About saying, this is what I think the spirit's saying to me. To say to you in this situation. But people get all upset. Okay, how I interpret it, don't you? Now, how you interpret it. Just don't be surprised if it comes back and what you and your buddies had thought was so clear to you, and it mostly just sounded good, you know. A lovey huggy Jesus that never says a crossword to a soul is very appealing. And you go, but the scriptures just don't back that up particularly. Does he love you? Yeah. Well, he doesn't love me the way I want to be loved, which is everything I do is fine, and he gives me big hugs and tells me how wonderful I am. You're going, boy, if that was the only criteria for righteousness, wow. But, you know, it was the time when I finally said, you know what, I think I'm at church by many other people. I said, I'm sure I'm getting stuff out of it, that's it. But I'm, you know, I'm mostly here for other people. And I'm sure I'm not seeing anything, but then we get closer to stuff. It'll become more obvious to us. Okay, see? It's going to be here somewhere. Anyway. So. And I'm sure I'm held in the same basic esteem as, what's his name? The guy that gives crazy pronouncements. I pretty much do the same thing. Yeah, I think it's wearing out though, and that's just how it's appearing, is it's wearing out in those lines, because of how perfectly they did those things. You notice on other ones, they don't really do that, and I think it's to avoid that, because it looks bad, I think it looks bad faster than it should. Anyway, stay holy. High paid people in this town. Yeah, Matt. It's kind of expensive to, or it has been kind of expensive to do this kind of stuff. Oh yeah, here they are, Lee. So, yeah. You're going, yeah, are you going to sound like a crazy person? The girl has every chance. And I find myself barely able to speak anyway. Everybody knows I'm a crazy guy on the internet. So I get the code, and people just do it that way. Well, I've got plenty. I've got one more than I really need now.
I hope I'm the guy who says one more thing I really need.
Hi,
Dave.
How are you guys?
Good. Cool stuff. Oh. Wow, man. There's a shot back. Phone covers. Got a phone. You think it's nicer than the one you got? Is it? No, it's an app. Oh. This is us. Well, you know what? Not the new phone. They would dearly love an iPod, I bet.
Oh.
He didn't bring his money, did you know? No? Well, the other problem is here. Is this one that hooks up to...
Oh, yeah.
We have to get a cable for this for you too, Matt.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you might have enough
to charge
the cable.
I think
we have enough to charge the cable.
That was one there, with his little iPod. A little tricky, Matt. We don't have any computers that it can hook up to. If it handles wireless, that would be all right. I don't know if it's that.
It's a Wi-Fi
one. Well, then, Matt, it might be worth it to you, buddy. It might be worth it to you. I think it's a more lure type thing. Those kinds of worms. Yeah, they look more like the type of fish would enjoy.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, cool. Oh, man. I already got to go to war. Oh, videos and Blu-rays. Yeah. Wow. Oh, do you need any help pulling stuff out?
I think this is the last of it.
Is this it? Yeah. Okay. So how long until you guys walk completely away?
Next weekend.
Next weekend, yeah. So yeah. Are you guys renting? Or?
Yeah, we're renting.
Well, that makes it more convenient.
Yeah.
Instead of paying the butt being an owner and walking away.
So. But Kathy and I are going to go up. We're going to leave here Wednesday, go up Thursday,
yeah.
Look at houses up there. And then we'll come back, and Saturday we'll load up the U-Haul and pull out of town.
Wow.
So, kind of a sudden thing.
So they didn't give you much notice at all, huh?
No, they didn't give us any notice, really. It was a couple of weeks. Actually, we kind of got lucky with that, because the other guys, because they cut 7 jobs around our territory.
Yeah.
Everybody else, they gave a week. But because we're so isolated up here, they gave me a little bit extra. So
that was nice.
Yeah, I guess.
But still, yeah, I know. It's but, like, you could have told us a couple of months ago that you were going to be getting rid of these jobs. Give us some time.
Oh, no. And it's not. I still have a job with the railroad. It's just back in Cheyenne. But that's where we came down there from.
Yeah.
So I have seniority there. So in a limited fifth job, I can actually start doing seniority and go up there.
Oh, that's good.
So we still have a job. There's a couple of guys that still have seniority in there.
So they're just out of luck, bud. I wonder if that's going to happen to, you just got hired not very long ago. At Union Pacific. You know, I'm not sure exactly what he's doing. I think he's in maintenance. So there's a reasonable chance he could cut him. And he hadn't been on very long. Oh, okay.
I think we got everything else.
Rifle.
Yeah.
You got the rifle cartridges.
More.
Tweaker.
Well, that's good. At least you got...
Yeah, we got something called
that. And that's where you guys are headed back to Wyoming?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. I've always been kind of interested in Wyoming.
We just got more than walking, so let's stop by.
Wow. I don't need those. We got enough of these to shoot this, I think. And they're closed! Yeah. I haven't even looked to see what the forecast is. Shoot. Well, I guess I'm going to head north, Lee. Yeah, gonna go a little. We got maybe some appointments. A little bit more traction. The Shades has never been up there, so it's kind of virgin territory, and everybody's kind of interested until their preacher finds out. And then the preacher says, "Gosh dang it, I thought we were safe in the Mormon
there."
Yeah. But, oh, no! MRE action. These are meals, man. This is the whole thing. And this is the real stuff.
Yeah, my brothers in the Marines had a bunch of that stuff.
Yeah. Hey. How much are you charging for those?
Oh, I don't know. I think they're just going to make $1 each.
Oh. $1 a piece is fine. Because that's great for me for when I'm over at Hulihuliville.
Yeah.
Still working for dollars.
What is in the bag?
Quinoa?
No, that's actually it's a fresh acorn shell that goes with the tumblers. It's for cleaning ammunition when you reload.
Okay.
Yeah, so you just put it in there with the foliage and it cleans all the dirt and stuff off of it.
You probably shouldn't eat it.
Yeah, I would
do it.
Probably
shiny teeth
or something.
My
insides. How much weight do you have on you, buddy? You didn't bring your wallet.
Yeah.
Neither did I.
Yeah,
we'll have to come back. How much do you need, do you think?
I don't know.
How much does it take for the whole thing?
I've got the whole thing for $15.
$15? Great, set aside. I'll come back to $15.
I'll put it right
here. You're awesome. That's going to be awesome. All right. We'll come back with $15. Because that is something I could use, next week. Yeah?
Yeah.
But what? You gonna stick with what you got? Okay. Cool. $15, man.
I will have to talk to this.
I don't
know.
Chances to put it on Facebook. There's a certain page for the archive.
Oh, chances are it'll be well attended.
We put a sign down there on the boulevard, and then one there on the corner of Personal Washington.
Oh, you guys all do fine.
Everything we don't sell, we donate or have to go to the
Yeah, I can't tell you how much stuff we donated. And fuel that.
Yep.
I'll even put on the curb, through the
curb.
That's pretty good. Stuff that just disappear. And I mean stuff that was like, oh, you know, we should just put this in the dumpster. And it's like, no, let's put it out there. And somebody
says, once you name the right price, you get people to enter it.
Well, I tell you, well, if it's free, people get real creative, I guess.
No, Matt. You got a free sign on your house, but you have to.
Well, Matt, Matt, if you want the iPod, when we come back with the 15, you can bring your money. How much money you got? You're not sure? We'll just bring all your money and we'll see if we can make a deal with them, huh? For the iPod. See, I think that's perfect for you. You don't need a phone.
No,
you just need an iPod. That's about the most worthless little phone I've ever seen in my life. You'll probably be much happier with an iPod. You can actually install some stuff on it. Can go out. You can go to whatever they call it. I have Android, so I don't know what the names are for Apple versions, but you can go out and get stuff. I can get more for it. We'll just come back. Who knows? We'll see. If somebody else buys it for 50, great deal. Although, Matt, I don't know how much money Matt has. He'll buy it 50.
Yeah.
He'll buy it 50. That's good spending of his money. That's SSI money.
Yeah.
That's the use for things he actually likes. So, occasionally he needs to get things he actually likes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
going to see if they can find the
charger
for it.
Is
it with all your furniture? Not gonna do that again.
Not that anything is gonna fit in my skinny tiny little house. It's already damn tall.
Why?
Why am I not?
Cool. I got troubles all over the place. And this is the shirt I'm probably going to wear going today. Because I'm just going to drop them off. I'm not going to go out and do missionary work with them. I'm providing transport to and from. And then I'm going to go, I'm going to actually stick out in North Carolina. I haven't been there in ages. I don't know how things have changed. It's gotten better or worse or whatever. Alright, let's go finish the walk. We'll be back. Okay, you're wonderful. Let's go this way, man. Yeah. You're a good person. Good golly, man. Much better than I am. Bye. Well, that's good. Although his job here left, he's got good seniority for getting the next one. That's one nice thing about the railroad. They've got a union, and it doesn't look like stuff it's together. Yeah. You think? You just go more than you want? Oh, he's well. Okay. Yeah. You're right. See, look at that. We just go straight on. A little bit of a hill. Heck, we're almost up to where the high school is. The elementary school. Oh, those meals are going to be awesome for me. That's fantastic. Huh? Well, they're ready to eat. You don't have to heat them up, you know me. I'm not the type. Just made to keep it going under weird circumstances. So I can't eat very often. I didn't want to leave. You know? No. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no clue. You have to go look at it. I can look it up on his iPod when he gets it all charged up, man. really talking to Siri and all that stuff. I hope you're understanding that. Maybe this will help you with being a more distinct speaker if you practice talking to Siri and getting what you want. You want that? What? I'm going to get plenty of exercise. Then you're wanting to kind of nurse your fasciitis stuff. Well, look at that. Isn't that cool looking? We should take this route more often. Good to you. At least once in a while. Oh, well, this thing, yeah. I wouldn't doubt it. Kind of expensive, I'm sure. This is the right part of it. I would rather still have that 5 acres up on the hillside, huh? Well, someday, we'll see. I doubt it's going to sell anytime soon. Yeah, that's fine. But it'd be kind of cool if it included that big radio tower. Before you got electricity. That might make me quite a bit more interested in this ham stuff, you know? PQ. W5JSN. Whiskey 5 Juliet here in November. PQ. Well, I'm wrong, but anyway. Is that W5 EMI? WMA. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good. Just been out for a little walk around the neighborhood and got back.
Oh, well, we're actually in the middle of our walk. where are we? 9th Street? Or no, it's 10th Street. We're walking along 10th Street, and you're heading home myself here pretty soon.
No, okay, we're good.
Well, Freddy, it's wonderful to meet you. My name's Jason. I just happened to get the vanity call sign of W5JSN. And we've lived in Tucumcari on and off for a little over 20 years. So, been around here too, beating around, doing what we can. And my wife decided she wanted to retire here. So here we're back. And but I'm still working. We kind of planned our retirement a little early before I was actually done working.
Okay, how are you there? Well,
well, you're doing better than me. I've got a handheld, a Bail thing, you know, one of the cheap $25 ones with the cheap little antenna that I get. On our walk, we get up pretty high, so sometimes the signal's good when I'm up high and not so good when I get down closer to the house. But it's really good to hear from you. Yeah, I'll probably be checking in every Saturday morning. That's usually when I'm in town and I'm walking around and on the radio. So this is W5JSN. Sign up.
Okay, thank you. That's the communication. Thank you for that money. Okay, thanks. Well, I'm on 5.
I don't pronounce the name. Wow, got a contact, Lee. Whee! I forget what the next letter was. I'll have to look it up when I get home. Right there. So, okay, we still want to keep going. We'll just go down the other road, right? Keep us from getting ran over. Nope, mom's having trouble. What? You're getting bit. Gosh darn it. I tell ya, not bad, man. We got a UHF repeater? Holy three holies, man. I gotta go check, I gotta go figure out which one that is and see it programmed into the phone. Retired and all that stuff, man. That's the next big number for us, Lee. Well, yours is coming sooner. That's the next big number for me. Unless you're like double nickels for me. I don't know. Yeah? Yeah. A little jerking you around, huh?
No, this is the last time I'm going to hit my fucking phone. I remember one of the kids asked me, and they sent me a happy day for the kids.
Uh-huh.
How old are you? I'm a double nickel. Can you lift them anywhere? Finally, one kid said, oh, I got it.
Good
job.
Yeah. Good job. All those better property sites. Community home care, huh?
Yeah.
Look at the one. I'm glad to hear there's children around here. That's progress as far as I'm aware. Personal progress. You can't really get too weird about the community stuff. You know, are we going to keep the population? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's it's like nice stuff, cool stuff, a little bit of cool stuff being behind that. Almost like you got almost a feeling like there's mountains around here.
Oh wow.
Got all the tests you seem to have the pace for living in but living out. Yeah, practically double of anybody else. Yeah. Okay. That's what he's trying to second guess himself. Oh.
No, I'm not going to wear my snack today. It's already up to 8. We're going to have to get home.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah,
this is still very nice
to walk. Yeah, okay. He's ready for you? Clay County Sheriff. Good night, man. These guys are one law enforcement outfit.
Yeah.
Of course, that's one thing. It's pretty stable work around here.
Yep.
No, if you can stand the travel housing.
Yeah, when we went to war, there was an officer
for their sheriff, huh?
Yeah. Oh, because he's like,
it might be quiet. It might be a pretty good job.
Oh, the other was like, yeah.
Oh, is that what other Yardie's got in mind? Wonder if that's the background he's from and he'd be interested in law enforcement. Oh, well, you know, what's not to like? Quiet, well. Kind of has everything you need, kind of not. But we got gas. They got a little grocery store for when you don't go hauling into someplace bigger. Las Vegas is with those guys. Wow. God, I tell you. Yeah, I got to go down there and look up this fella. Luckily, there's not too many towns in Tucumcari. I can just search for Tucumcari and see who's registered here. He's been here for 30 years. It would have been registered here. But my issue now. You get less people doing this, so you're going to have a good time. He's been hearing me a few times, but not good enough, huh? That was good. I want to take a look at his young stuff with you one day. I wonder if Ted's around. He's a radio man. He worked with radio for the FAA. He usually gets a ham radio stuff too. It's because it's like there, I can do it, it's fine. It's just a pleasure.
So I'm kind of used to the show.
That'd be great.
And then I have to do that.
Oh, you want to take yours first? So,
no.
Me and Matt have to go get that money.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of that. Well, if you want to see that. I figure the quicker we do that, the better the army will feel. You want to hold on? That's forever.
Mm-hmm.
I the missionaries ever got back with me.
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of worried that there's a... I took a check last night. If there was any appointment. Not that it could... Not that it's stopping us at all.
It's
not at all.
Yeah, because if we have no appointment, then we'll decide not to go. We could still go.
Oh, you want to do that today?
If they back out.
Oh, sure. Both of them.
Yeah. By the time we get there, we have to get to the moon section.
Come home. Then you can get a movie and then come home. That can take care of himself. Plenty of leftovers. I think. As long as we haven't eaten yet. I think it's funny. The twins talking about eating MREs and stuff like that. I remember you as a child, and we took some MREs up hiking with us to Mount Peak one time, and you guys wouldn't touch it. But that's okay. You grow up, you decide a lot of things are okay now, especially when it's all you got.
I
Oh, boy. Well, we do too. Oh, that's nicely. You took a nice spot to drop, I think. Getting down to being a sleepy old town. We're going. Yeah, we'll have to see. Well, I guess no, we're not going to be able to. So, okay, you want me to take my shower first? Me and Matt can go back over there after that. That doesn't take us too long. Look at the turkey. I considered a donation to our friend to a little while. It's going to be tricky, so anything we can do to help, I think, is a good thing. Just, absolutely. Our family moves on. That's a prize for the best, I would imagine. Maybe Kathy will find a circumstance that makes me feel better. Just no time. Oh, hey! I gotta take a look real fast, hey. I sprayed over there pretty hard. I guess there's no time to... Hasn't been any time. That's gonna be a couple of weeks until I see if we... got a little further on. Certainly, the tree's growing differently now. It was using a lot smaller leaves. Well, then I found out that Mom had. I decided to put the new stuff out in the other shed, you know, the little bitty one. Mom had a lot of Roundup in there. So it's like, gosh dang it. I didn't have to buy this. So now I got it all together. We got plenty of grass and vegetation killing business here, man. I should start spraying it around here. Let it kill off this stuff in the middle. Okay. Oh, I forgot to do it on that. Oh, we got somebody to talk to. Woo-hoo! That's the beginning of something. Boy, he's got a UHF up here. That's a wonderful thing. What's that? So I'm gonna put this thing up now. Oh. Oh. Recharge. Ten, 20, 30, 40, well, yeah, you got 50, but you're going to be down to just nearly nothing. But that looks pretty good. There's your 50. You don't even have to use up the other stuff. You can just use all your 10. Excellent. Okay, let me go take a quick shower here. Brush my teeth. Pardon me. Okay. Oops. I recorded the talking. I recorded QSS.